King Hubert, Prince Philip's dad.
Prince Philip is irrelevant.
Like, okay, whatever.
I think it's the evil twin brother.
Mulan's dad.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah.
Boom.
Gorgeous.
Look nine.
Yeah,
done.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. Although I will say his teeth are not separated, which is strange. He was born with one bottom tooth and one top tooth.
Maybe he has Invisalign.
Could be dentures.
Oh my god!
Oh, the Pongo. Dalmatian dog. I like the smirk on his face.
Okay, but his owner?
Yeah.
Cute.
We're not judging the owner.
Okay.
We're judging the father of the Dalmatians. Although wait, he is also a father.
True.
I mean, I was gonna put him up anyway. I was gonna put him in like a 7.5.
I guess he's like a skinny dog, whatever.
I mean, he's a dog.
He's got a thin waist, but almost his back leg looks like it's not even attached. Looks like a chicken.
Oh,
like
sure.
Attached.
Yeah, they gotta get that checked out.
Yeah.
That could seriously cause some stomach issues at some point.
Yeah.
Is Zeus next?
Zeus is next.
Literal Zeus?
Literal Zeus.
Literal Zeus is an option?
Yes.
Okay, well, we have to mark him extremely hot or else he'll get
smite us
with his lightning bolt.
Smoted.
What do you think?
His head looks so disproportionately small to his body.
His body's so big, though.
But it's he's a fine looking cartoon character.
This isn't on his hotness. I do love though the fact that his hair are like the trim of Greek columns. Like great character design. Good job, Disney.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Honestly, I think they did a great job with Hercules, like in a way that it's more accurate in terms of like mythology than most.
You think so?
I mean, compare the real story of Pocahontas with the Disney movie and the real story of Hercules with like the Disney movie.
I get that. And like there are references. I mean, the story is like the story of Hercules is completely fabricated, but like it references at least the real story, which is good.
Yeah.
Oh, Tramp from Lady and the Tramp. 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
That's a hot dog. All right. Wait, do you have revisions?
No, I just would like to point out that we rated all the animals mostly 10 out of 10.
Well, it's hard. I'm not a dog. I don't know what makes dog attractive.
I don't know, but it is interesting. You called that last dog hot. Like there was some additional connection that I didn't have myself.
I think he is. If I was a dog, I would want to look like this dog.
Wait,
you know?
I don't really remember, but this test is supposed to tell us how long we're going to live.
I think it's how old you are. I wish it was how long we were going to live.
I really wish it was that.
I don't think they're allowed to make
oh
tests
my
like that.
God.
All right, I'm done.
How old are we?
We're 13 years old. Yeah. You're attracted to qualities like scrappiness.
Because they're dogs.
Spunkiness, adventurousness, and spontaneousness. They don't know the word is spontaneity. But
we're only 13. Let's say these are big words here.
Yeah. We're going to play some music and then we're going to get back to more talking. Here we go. Here's the song.
I went to the crossroads, fell down on my keep on sinking down.
And we're back. Do we have anything to talk about? Jesse's celebrity twin is Paul Giamatti, we've discovered.
But Paul Giamatti in Sideways.
That's true, specifically. Yes. I think I've talked on the show before about my BuzzFeed quiz that tells people that they're Paul Giamatti. I just really...
In different movies,
yeah. Well, it's important to have the separation.
Well, right? I feel like my real celebrity twin is, like, maybe a little less obvious than Paul Giamatti.
Who do you think it is?
Okay, maybe I think I can diagnose other people's celebrity twins. Who's but I'm not twin? Self-aware enough.
Go.
I don't want to give you, like, Michael Cera, because that's just, like, too much.
I'm not... As You're awkward not as Michael Cera.
Michael like, J. Fox?
Ooh.
Michael Cera plus like, Michael J. Fox.
Your dad is winning as of right now. It's not Michael Cera plus Michael J. Fox. That doesn't work.
And you're... Zach, you do it.
Ted Danson.
Who's that?
Ah.
From Cheers. Cheers.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Oh, there you go. Ted. Sam from Cheers. There you
oh,
go.
Yes. I know yeah. who that is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you been to the Cheers bar?
No, I haven't.
I haven't either.
Yeah.
It's I just, have.
Oh.
And?
Yeah.
It was eh.
Yeah. Yeah.
that was like 30 years ago. So
I mean, it looks completely different. The one where Cheers is supposed to be looks completely different. And then they've got the imitation in Faneuil Hall that actually does look like Cheers, but it's in Faneuil Hall.
So that's like a weird.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll go there.
Can you get
go
a to Cheers? There?
Well, now that I'm 21,
oh.
my father is visiting me and my dad is
and
also
I'm over 21.
Over 21.
It'd be strange if you weren't.
You know, science works in mysterious ways.
I'm pretty sure, no, science works in very predictable ways. I think that's how it's...
I heard there's a medical anthropology class that might help explain
yeah,
some
of that. Yeah, we should take that.
I think I will take medical.
Yeah, I think I will. I'm 21 in 25 days, just saying.
Yeah!
There you go.
It's April 5th!
It's April 5th. Here we go.
Big moves are happening.
May 1st.
Well, I'll go to Cheers.
People can deliver presents to the studio?
Yes.
Or where would you like the presents?
I would like them sent to... 111 Medford Street.
Yes.
Medford, Massachusetts. This is a fake address, I think. Yeah, I think there might be a Medford Street, but...
Or we should go there and just collect the boxes in front of their house.
Yeah,
and
there
all
we
the
go.
Boxes will be filled with Paul Giamatti coasters.
I would love a Paul Giamatti coaster.
Many of them.
Yeah. Is a Paul Giamatti coaster a coaster with Paul Giamatti's face on it, or a coaster made of Paul Giamatti?
It's just you chop off Paul Giamatti's hand and you just place whatever you need in his literal hand.
You can make one and clone them with a little bit of a
science.
Paul DNA.
Mm-hmm. My mother just texted me saying 25 days, but who's counting? And that there is a Medford Street. My mother listens to the show.
Obviously. Hi, Mom. Zach's a good boy.
Aw, thank you. She knows.
Nice. Yeah.
Partially.
She knows, yeah.
Partially.
That's so good.
Jesse and her dad have to leave now.
Aww.
It is sad. I'm gonna play them off with a song that's partially their request and partially mine. Here we go. Thank you guys for joining me. This has been fun as usual.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for having
Zach,
us.
Of course.
Dancing
My
queen.
Pleasure. Here we go.
20
you can't old. Announce the song,
oh,
Jesse.
No.
You just broke a rule.
I wasn't trying, I was like calling you a name.
Oh, of course. Thank you. Aww. Yeah, my mother says ah, by the way. Yeah.
Aww.
All right, here we go. Oh, and she calls you a sweet dad.
Aww.
There you go.
And I'm sure you're a sweet mom.
All right, so I heard someone say the other day that Dancing Queen is actually an extremely sad song. So here we go. We're going to analyze these lyrics. I this is cold read. I do not know if Dancing Queen is actually sad, but we're going to figure this out. All right. You can dance, you can jive, having the time of your life, see that girl, watch that scene, dig in the Dancing Queen. I have a feel, if my prediction for why this song is sad is correct, I have a feeling that this little packet of information is going to come up, is going to be useful later. So we're just going to store that for right now. All right. Friday night and the lights are low, looking out for a place to go, where they play the right music, getting in the swing. You come to look for a king. All right. Seems simple enough, right? Someone's going out, looking for a club, looking for a man. I get it. Anybody could be that guy. Night is young and the music's high. With a bit of right rock music. I always say right music, but whatever. Everything is fine. You're in the mood for a dance. And when you get the chance, you are a dancing queen, young and sweet, only 17. Dancing queen, feel the beat from the tambourine. Oh, yeah. Then we get that little clip from the intro again, right? As the second half of that chorus. All right. All right. You're a teaser. You turn them on. Leave them burning, and then you're gone. Wow, this is a dirtier song than I remembered. Looking out for another. Anyone will do. You're in the mood for a dance. And when you get the chance, chorus. And that's the whole song. I don't see... Looking out for... I mean, this song does not seem sad to me, reading these lyrics, right? It seems a little... I can understand why someone might think, oh, like she's being... In these clubs, she's being treated... This second verse is kind of important. That she's being treated like an object, right? That she's not actually meeting anyone. She's not actually making any human connection, right? But she's still in the mood for a dance at the end, right? And isn't that like the reason she is there, right? Or maybe it's about someone who goes out looking for one thing and finds another, right? She's going out, she's looking for love, she ends up finding her passion for dance. I think that's actually kind of beautiful. I don't think that's sad at all. I think that's great. You're welcome. Here's a song by Driftless Pony Club.
Freeze. in 52, lying awake intent and tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through.
Oh, oh.
They took the credit for your second symphony, rewritten by machine on new technology. And now I understand the supernova scene.
To Larry King Live.
How do you explain Tim Allen?
can't wait to read this book. They tell me there's a story in the book about you having sex with a ghost.
About coming home to you is the feeling of being in motion again. It's the most extraordinary thing in the world. I have two big hands and a heart pumping blood and a 1967 Colt 45 with a busted safety catch.
Twice.
And we're back. And it's time for another PSA. Here we go with a public service announcement that I definitely have not been able to find. Here we go. Numbers to think about. American alcohol consumption. Just 10% of the adult population drinks more than 3/4 of all the alcohol consumed in the United States. While 30% of American adults don't drink at all and another 30% average less than one drink per week, the top 10% of American adults, 24 million people, consume an average of 74 drinks per week, more than 10 a day. Some numbers to think about. A public service message from WMO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Isn't that crazy? Like, I've heard, and those are real stats too. I actually found the exact study that was that PSA was citing because I couldn't believe the numbers the first time I read it. And they're totally real numbers, and it's a totally real study. Crazy stuff. I've heard people reference that study too when it comes to a lot of different issues. When it comes to like marijuana legalization, right? The idea that that sure, for the majority of people, like marijuana legalization will not be a problem, but there will be this, like, if there's a similar trend to the way alcohol is consumed in this country, there will be a very, very, very small amount of people for whom it is just a crazy problem, and there, like, is a crazy amount of, like a large proportion of marijuana consumption would come from this group, right? Not necessarily that that's a bad thing, but it's just an interesting analog, right? Super cool study. But think about that, and if you know someone who has 74 drinks a week, get them help. That's crazy. Some numbers to think about, right? I hope you've enjoyed the show today. I do have to run a class, but I hope you enjoyed it. Good conversation, good music. my dad just, or wait, is that my mom that texted me that? 86619. Yeah, it's my dad. That's a controversial political opinion that I am not going to share on the show. I remember I started out this show thinking that I was going to be a lot more political than I actually ended up being. But at that point, I was watching a lot more Maddow too. So not that I don't like Maddow anymore. I love Maddow still, but I just don't watch it anymore because I don't have time to watch television, really, except for yesterday where I decided to watch like the top 6 episodes of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, according to Rolling Stone, a magazine that I hate, but it's the only list I could find, right? And I want to find the best episodes, so, you know. Anyway, I gotta go. I hope you enjoyed this. I actually really enjoyed the playlist that we had today. It was a good mix of music, good mix of my taste. We're gonna end with, of course, one more Jack White song, because we can't have no Jack White song in the last half of the show. Here is the closing track from his new album. It's fabulous. It is a song written by Al Capone and Alcatraz. Here we go with that track. Thank you for listening. You're listening to 91.5 WMFM Medford. I've been Zach Going. This has been the Astro Hour. Thank you so much for listening. See ya 2 weeks from now.
Strains of humoresque divine, you thrill and fill this heart of mine with gladness like a soothing symphony. O'er the air you'll gently flow into my soul, you'll strike a note of passion. Sunbeam.
gets high on you. When the space he invades, he gets by on you.
This is Eric from the band Stepania, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM Medford.
Step, 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 step on me. Tell the truth, child. You've been stepping. check with all your friends. Been stepping out on me. They'll tell me the truth, honey. Been stepping out on me. Yeah, they'll check. Now I'm gonna start stepping out on you. You been all fucking around town, a little red